This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burman with local news and commentary for Tuesday, July 7th, 2020. Aldrich's Market won't be gone for long as the Uptown Port Townsend landmark market and community mainstay is under new ownership with tentative plans to reopen in the fall. Aldrich's closed at the end of April, citing a dwindling business, competition from other stores, and of course, the pandemic as factors. The market was first opened in 1896 by Port Townsend resident Clark Aldrich, weathering changing locations, different owners, and two fires. All subsequent owners have kept the Aldrich's name, which is evocative of past times for long-term Port Townsend residents and comforting to new arrivals. The new owners, siblings Yoss, Rachel, and Krista Lichtenberg, are now overseeing the reconstruction of the space. For example, replacing the solid indoor balcony wall with a more appropriate Port Townsend metalwork frame. The 15,000-square-foot space will be reconfigured to accommodate the COVID-19 world with wider aisles, areas that accommodate social distancing, and transforming the deli into a prepared food department that expands grab-and-go options. The upstairs, representing one-third of the total space, will retain its identity as a community meeting space, again accommodating new social distancing practices. Of premium importance to many of us, the sushi bar will reopen, although it will be situated downstairs. There is a business plan, but it takes second place to a values and vision statement that places community above profit. The new owners hope to build a two-way trust with the community, creating a space where customers leave the store with more joy than when they came in, to quote the vision statement. This is a blueprint for a business to be done differently, they say. There are many different models, but nothing that exists with the same balance of retail and community involvement. Tangibly, Aldrich's could sponsor private branding of wine or health and beauty products. And while the new owners expect the market to be sustainable, they can't approach the space with the right spirit if we are overly obsessed with the bottom line, according to Rachel Lichtenberg. The market will eventually employ about 25 people, with about half of them returning from the store's previous incarnation. The opening date is projected for September, but there are no promises at this point. The country is experiencing a severe spike in COVID-19 cases, with some locations reporting new cases that double in a matter of days or increase by several hundred thousand. Jefferson County has ridden its own spike over the last 2 weeks with a 25% increase in cases. But look at the numbers themselves, and it's not quite so grim. We now have 41 cases, up from 33 2 weeks ago. The increase is attributed to the reopening of services along with pre-surgery testing that discovers asymptomatic cases. And part of the latest increase was determined as out of county, originating from an outbreak on the UW campus in Seattle. The 30 to 39 and 70 to 79 age groups have seen the largest jump, both increasing from 5 to 8. The age group with the largest number of cases are in their 60s with 12, although only one new case in that group was reported over the last 2 weeks. The rate of positive cases is also low, with 1.2% of 3,410 cases showing positive results. As of this morning, 52 people are awaiting testing results. And today marks the beginning of the statewide no mask, no service mandate for businesses. Jefferson County Health Officer Dr. Tom Locke said that people who do not wear masks will now face limited options as to what they can do and where they can go. And while anti-maskers have turned the issue into a political or liberty-based statement, Locke says there is no constitutional right to spread the virus to other people. More bluntly, he said, a mask is not a political statement, it's an IQ test. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Charlie Burman with some of today's news, but there's a heck of a lot else out there.